Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. It appears that something more substantial than discussing Sarkozy's thin-skinned and authoritarian style, or Gaddafi's voluptuous Ukrainian blonde, was at stake in those recently released WikiLeaks diplomatic cables. In fact, something deeply disappointing and just a little sinister. During its first months in office, the Obama administration sought to protect Bush officials facing criminal investigation overseas for their involvement in establishing policies that govern interrogations of detained terrorist suspects, for attempting, in short, to legalize torture. An April 17, 2009 cable sent from the U.S. Embassy in Madrid to the State Department details how the Obama administration, working hand-in-hand with Republicans, leaned on Spain to derail this potential prosecution of six Bush-era legal officials who were involved in, quote, legitimizing torture, unquote. These officials were Gonzalez, Haynes, Faith, Baby, Addington, and Yeo. Back on April 14, 2009, when it seemed that this case could become a major international issue, Robert Gibbs was asked if the Obama administration would cooperate with any requests from the Spaniards for information and documents related to these Bush 6 legal advisors. Gibbs replied, quote, I don't want to get involved in hypotheticals, obviously being evasive. What Gibbs didn't disclose was that the Obama administration, working again with the Republicans, was actively pressuring Spaniards to drop the investigation. Unfortunately, those efforts have apparently paid off, and as this WikiLeaks released cables show, Gonzalez, Haynes, Faith, Bibi, Addington, and Yeo owe Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton thank you notes for never being prosecuted as war criminals. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.